Well, talking about finding parties, we certainly know who's going to be on the images of the balance sheet, of the ballot sheet, did I say balance sheet? Could probably be the same thing, of the various political parties as we lead up to that May 29 election. But an interesting development regarding the position of the former President Jacob Zuma. So let's find out more about it, firstly, with regards to the from the position of the Electoral Commission of South Africa. Masego Shiburi is the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer there. Appreciate your time and thanks for joining us. Welcome to the National Pulse.
Afternoon, Masego.
Thank you. So, an interesting development. We'll talk about the other things, but maybe first things first, the issue of the ballot sheet and the issue of now this highly contested terrain of former President Jacob Zuma. What's been the ruling and give me the motivation around that?
The commission upheld a objection raised by a private person arguing that the former president was not qualified to stand for election to the National Assembly because he did not meet the requirement in Section 47. The commission understands that it has an obligation to consider objection to the qualifications of candidates. The Electoral Court has since decided that the Commission acted out of in excess of the powers that it has. And we are yet to make a proper assessment because the Court is yet to issue the reasons for its order. But faced with that, the Commission approached the Constitutional Court for direct access and on an urgent basis to get clarification of whether there is a role for the Commission in establishing the qualification of candidates in terms of Section 47, or whether that role ought to be played by any state actor. On its part, the Commission has confirmed the candidature of Mr. Jacob Zuma on the list of MK parties. So the list, the president's name is on the list of the party.
Okay, so first things first, I mean, that process is still ongoing because I know that the IEC has taken those issues to the Constitutional Court, so that's one part of it. But at this point in time, it's on, you're saying his name and his image would be on the ballot sheet?
Indeed, his name has been reinstated on the list of candidates for the MK party.
Okay.
The second issue is that we have received notification in terms of the scheme on the registration of parties to the extent that Mr. Zuma is now the leader of the party, MK party, is now the president of MK party.
Okay.
We received that notification from Mr. Khumalo, who was up to then the registered leader of the party.
Okay, now what happens then if the Concord rules otherwise?
If the Concord rules otherwise, then we will have to give effect to the ruling. There's two things. The ruling is one, the Concord can only rule on his qualification to stand as a candidate. It can't rule on him as a leader of a party or his name or picture or photograph being on the ballot identifiers for the party.
Okay, that's so interesting. So let's understand this. That you're saying anybody can head up a party, anybody. You cannot disqualify a person from heading a party, but it doesn't mean that person can actually go to parliament.
Our understanding is that for a person to go to parliament, they must be qualified in terms of Section 47 of the Constitution. And we await then the to tell us whether we were correct in the understanding or disabuse us if we were harboring under a misconception that that's our rule.
Okay, and then in terms of the image on the ballot sheet, do I take it that the party can put whichever image they want? I mean, I'm just thinking about it now that what is it, the purple, was it called the purple cow party? Maybe I've got it slightly wrong in the previous election. I mean, they had that cow, right? So it doesn't have to be an image of a person, right?
Okay, let's take it a step back. When a party applies for registration, it must do a number of things. The first is that it submits its identifiers, which is the full name of the party, the abbreviated name of a party if it wants to register one, the logo of a party, and those are identifiers that are registered with the Electoral Commission. For purposes of the ballot paper, we include these three identifiers on the ballot, but also include the photograph of the leader of the party. And the photograph must be that of the leader of the party on record with the commission. So if a person is a leader of the party, but if they are not on record as a leader of the party, they can't have their photograph on the ballot paper until they update their records with the Electoral Commission. That is to avoid people putting anything on the space of the photograph of the political leader of the party.
So can you remember what I called it, the purple cow or purple party, mm-hmm. with Canton Pillar heading it up? And was his image on the ballot sheet, or was it that cow that I can still remember?
If I recall, he had a purple logo with an image of a cow, but he also had his photograph as the face of the party. I think it was a capitalist party. If my memory serves me well.
Okay.
He had both a purple logo with the image of a cow and also his photograph alongside the cow.
So interestingly enough, I mean, former President Zuma could well be disqualified. Maybe we'll see what happens. But his image, in terms of the driving force of the MK party, will be present in that election, right? Let's move on to one other thing, finally. I'd heard this morning that the IEC was saying that, I think you guys are like 95% ready to go for all the election issues, right? Including the printing of the ballot sheets. When will that printing date occur?
In terms of our plan, we are supposed to have started printing the ballot on the 10th of April already. That has not been possible, not because of poor planning on our part, but because there were, until yesterday, 11 court cases before the Electoral Court that had serious implications for the ballot paper. So in those circumstances, we took a more prudent approach of not printing ballots so that we are not seen to have second-guessed the court. So once the court makes its decision known, we will start printing the ballots. But that time, that window period is rapidly closing.
What is the deadline for you then? The absolute deadline.
We in terms of our plan and the capacity of printing in the country, we had estimated that we need 30 days to print, package, label, sort, and distribute those ballots to the 23,300 voting stations. So we have lost 6 days. Of those 30 days, we are working on plans to recover. What we can assure the South African public is that come voting day, there will be ballots in requisite quantities for every one of us at voting stations.
Okay, that's where we can leave it. Thank you for your time. That's Masego Shiburi, the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the Electoral Commission of South Africa. By the way, when was that ballot changed to include the Inkatha Freedom Party on that very first 1994 election? I believe it was like the 11th hour. If you know more, let me know. You can either call in